class today, dear? Did the children listen to you?
I teach traffic school, Ma.
Since when?
Since today. Lots of cops do it, you know. Chance to earn a little spending money.
How about spending a little on rent?
There may not be any money. Got my first student evaluations today.
Yeah, what did they say, dear?
Oh, you wonder what they said? Yeah. Okay, Ma, here's what they said. This class is a sure cure for insomnia. Next time, just please take away my license.
That's just a couple of people. Who cares what they say?
After 10 minutes, I wanted to take the officer's gun and end my misery.
I stink.
Come on, Robert. It was your first time teaching.
Yeah? Well, the supervisor said it may be my last. You're sitting in on my class tomorrow.
Oh, well, now, that's not fair. You probably just need a little practice.
Well, it's really not the type of thing you can practice, you know? It's all about relating to people.
You're a dead man.
Honey, listen. You can practice on me, dear. Come on. Give me one of your routines.
What?
No, one of your traffic things. Come on. Let's just say I'm a crazy driver. Shut up, Frank. And I get caught. Now I gotta go to Robbie's traffic school.
It's not called Robbie's traffic school, Ma. Hey, you know what would help me?
What?
If I could practice on all of you.
What?
Yeah, we got enough for a class right here.
No, you don't. Good night.
No.
Let me walk you home, Dad. It's dark out.
Ray.
What?
Come on, Robert, you know what? You want to run some things by me? I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, and I'll help you too, dear. And Frank will too.
I don't believe Frank will.
You could learn a few things.
There's nothing wrong with the way I drive.
What about that squirrel you ran over?
He doubled back. That squirrel wanted to die.
Oh.
Don't you have an outstanding moving violation, Dad?
I wouldn't say outstanding. It was pretty good, though.
Well, if you let me practice my class on you, it'll take the ticket off your record and your insurance won't go up.
Wait a minute, you can do that? Well, then why don't you just sign the thing that says I win?
I didn't hear that, Dad.
All right, you didn't hear that. Maybe you'd like to hear it from some of our finest presidents. All right. If I have to stay, so does Ray. He's got that traffic ticket he doesn't want to tell Deborah about. Dad?
What ticket?
Oh, what is happening?
Traffic school? How long is this going to be?
Well, if we don't take any breaks, I could do a condensed version in 3 hours.
Oh. Sweet crap.
Wait a minute. How long is regular traffic school?
8 hours. And you're going to have to go to that if you don't come to me. That's right. I got all the papers you need right in here. I'll go set up. You have 2 minutes before we begin. I suggest you all visit the lavatories. Okay. Begin with introductions. Hello. I am Sergeant Robert Charles Barone. 16 years, NYPD. And you are?
Hated by God. I'm not doing this. Ray, okay? My name is Ray. Je m'appelle Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Deborah.
Good.
Hi, I'm Marie.
I'm Frank. Sign my thing.
Now I would like like to direct your attention to the board. You will see speed limits, pedestrians, signs and signals of the highway.
Things that are boring.
Urban versus rural driving.
Things I don't care about.
Insurance.
Terribly boring things.
That's enough, Raymond. That's enough. Now, I would like each of you to tell us what offense led you to being here today. Let's start with Raymond.
I killed my brother.
Traffic offense.
Oh. Could you go lie down in the driveway for a minute?
It says right here in the binder that each student must tell the offense they committed.
Yeah, come on. Let's hear about your little offense.
Yeah, there was nothing. I ran over one of those orange cones, that's all.
Tell him why.
I don't remember, Dad.
I remember. I was there. It had something to do with a halter top.
Okay.
Halted you pretty good.
Dad. You know how these things happen. You see somebody and you think they're naked. And then you look and they're wearing a beige top. And the next thing you know, you've run over a couple cones.
Reckless driving.
So you just ride around looking for naked.
Well, if it won't come to me.
Yeah.
Okay, can we get back to the course, please? Who could answer this question? At 55 miles an hour, you will travel over 800 feet in 10 to 12 seconds. So will an oncoming truck. To pass safely, how many feet will you need? Dad.
Sign my thing.
Come on! What are you doing?
Robert, that question is really complicated. Is that something they would ask?
It's in the binder.
Well, you know what? Maybe we don't have to do this class exactly like it is in the binder.
What do you mean? The binder's not just a guide, Deborah. The binder is binding.
Shut up, Frank.
What?
Yeah. You were about to do a bathroom joke.
A bathroom joke?
Yeah, about binding.
Look, let's focus, people.
Rice!
Look at, please,
Jeez.
Can we get... That's enough! How about some...
Bananas!
Things that are binding.
Would you please... These are safety issues. And let's remember something. Driving is a privilege, not a right.
Yams.
Sorry, Robert. Don't apologize. That was good. Yams.
Sorry.
That explains last Thanksgiving.
You're not helping, Ma. But we're not here to have fun.
Well, then you're the man for the job.
Maybe I'm not.
Oh,
come on, Robert. I'm just saying, if we have to do this, why has it got to be torture?
I see. I'm sorry this is torture. I guess the student evaluations were correct.
Come on. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. I'm just trying to give you some advice.
And what is that advice, Raymond?
I don't know. Lighten up.
Lighten up. Thank you very much.
Hey, you didn't sign my thing.
Look, Robert's feeling pretty bad. I mean, I think we need to apologize and make it up to him. Go ahead, Ray.
What? No.
Yes. Go speak to your brother.
No.
Oh, Robbie, I'm so glad you're back. And Raymond's sorry for what he said.
No. Raymond was right. This doesn't have to be torture. I just have to learn to lighten up. And to that end, I'd like to introduce you to Traffic Cop Timmy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Timmy's going to help teach us the rest of the class tonight. Isn't that right, Timmy?
10-4, Sarge.
Look, Robert, I'm sorry. What I said about lightening up here, this might be too light.
No, it's okay, Raymond. You know, my partner Judy uses Timmy to teach her kids about safety, and they all love her.
Yeah, and Judy has warmer hands.
Oh, sorry, Timmy.
Oh, Robbie, you're very good.
Hey, make his eyes move again. How do you do that?
I'm not doing anything.
Hey, Frank, why don't you park it over there? And I mean legally.
All right, now we got a show.
Can you believe this?
Look at his little shoes.
Now, Timmy, tell everybody what we'll be learning next.
Wait a minute, Robert. Come on, you really gonna do this?
Hey, Ray, this was your idea.
Did anybody hear me say puppet?
That's quite enough out of you. Now, why don't you sit down, big nose?
Come on, we're being supportive.
Look how cute he is.
All right, Timmy, now let's behave ourselves. We're here to teach traffic school.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, let's see. Who can answer this? When you're behind another vehicle, what is the proper following distance? Frank?
Well, if the guy's going real slow, I like to be right on his butt. So if he looks back, he can read my lips.
No, Dad, it is one car length for 10 miles of speed.
Yeah, remind me to never drive with you, you crazy old bastard.
How's that?
Now, let's move on, Timmy. Don't you have a question for Ma?
Sure. Marie, is it?
Yeah.
Hi, Marie. Okay. Now, when you get into the car, what are you supposed to do before you begin driving?
Oh, I know that. You buckle your seatbelt.
Good.
And you check your mirrors.
Correct.
You look to the left, you look to the right, you look behind you.
Very good. Anything else?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, that's it. She thinks that's it.
Isn't that everything, Timmy?
Oh, yeah, sure, that's everything. But how about making sure your firstborn child is in the car before you pull out of a gas station in New Mexico?
Well, that's awfully specific. Yeah. Is that in the binder?
Robbie, that was 30 years ago.
I don't have a problem with it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, remember that? Big road trip, fun family vacation, driving out to see the Grand Canyon. Frank stops to get some gas, and you all drive off while Robert's still in the men's room.
How do you know? You weren't there.
Oh, we got a real battle of wits going on here.
We thought you were sleeping in the back. It was only an hour driving, and then we noticed we turned right around.
Oh, only 2 hours. Excellent mothering.
I remember that. We missed the tribal dances. Hey, you would have liked that, Ray. I hear those ladies don't wear very much.
Ah, poor Raymond missed the tribal dances. Raymond. Meanwhile, back at the rest stop, a couple of truckers want to braid Robert's hair.
We have to be very good parents, Timmy.
Oh, yeah, great family, right? Long as everybody's eating, everybody's happy, right, Mama? Just ask your husband, burp and slurp.
Hey, how come you haven't said anything about Deborah yet?
I don't have a problem with Deborah. You're all right, Cookie. Cha-cha-cha.
I think traffic school's over now.
Me too. I'm getting tired of Timmy's mouth.
Ah, sit down, Shiny.
You want to start with me?
Dad. Puppet.
Yeah, right. If it was Raymond's traffic school, everybody would be sitting here without a peep. But the minute this poor slob needs something, everybody's too busy. Everybody makes with the jokes. Nobody cares. Come on, Flatfoot. Let's get the hell out of here.
Timmy's mean. Robert. Damn it. Robert.
What have you done with Robert?
Robert.
I'm not signing your thing, Dad. Hey, I'm not signing your thing either.
That's all right. Listen, I'm sorry about the, telling you to lighten up and everything.
It's all right. Gave it a shot.
Yeah, it went well. Well, that Timmy's got a lot of issues, though, huh?
You know, Timmy's just a puppet.
Yeah, I know. It's good to hear you say it.
Made a real ass out of myself, didn't I?
Yeah. You know what people like? Balloon animals.
My whole life, every time I felt bad for myself, Mom would say, "The family will help you. We'll make you feel better." I'd fall for it every time.
Yeah, well, Mom and Dad, this parenting stuff, it's just not their field.
I did all right by you. You're the golden boy.
Will you stop that already, okay? They messed me up just as much as you, pal.
Oh, yeah, you're as messed up as me.
Yeah, probably more so.
You insulting me now?
You don't own messed up. You were neglected. Try being smothered.
I used to pray for smothered.
Are you once smothered? How about in school when Mom became cafeteria monitor to make sure I ate all my food and kept my sweater on and sat with her?
That was bad.
Yeah. All right?
Hey, how about the time you started walking to school, right? Mom would follow you the whole way.
She did?
Yeah, she'd hide from tree to tree.
Oh, my God. Oh, my, that's the crazy tree lady from the dreams.
Nightmares, huh?
Yeah.
How long did you have them?
I just had one 4 days ago.
That is pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is. Hey, so the jumping canoe guy is...
dead.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming over, Raymond. You really did make me feel better.
Yeah. Man, they're worse than I thought. I should talk to them.
Want to borrow the dummy?
Not so funny without his head, is he?
What'd you do, Dad? I need that.
Yeah.